Today we're going to continue in the second parak of Masechta Shavuos, and we're going to learn Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So the background to Mishnah Hey is that sometimes in order to promote the growth of figs on a fig tree, they would rub oil onto the figs, and that would make the figs ripen more quickly and just come out nicer overall. So the question is, are you allowed to do this during Shemitah, the year before Shemitah? So Sachanes HaPagim, you're allowed to put oil on the figs during the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Umenak V'Masam, you could also make puncture little holes in the figs in order that the oil should get through and enable the figs to ripen more quickly. Ad Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do that throughout the entire sixth year up until Rosh Hashanah, meaning you're not allowed to do it during the Shemitah year itself, but it's produce of the sixth year, you're allowed to promote their growth up until the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Pagei Erev Shviyah Shenichnusu L'Shviyas, but if you have figs that are not yet ripe from the year before Shemitah, and then they continue to grow into the Shemitah year, or Vishal Shviyah Sheyatzel Matzoy Shviyas, you have figs that were not yet ripe when Shemitah year ended, but they had started to grow during the Shemitah year, and then they're continuing to grow after Shemitah year is over. Lo sachen v'lo menak v'lo san. That you're not allowed to rub with oil and you're not allowed to make holes in them. That is considered Shemitah produce. And if they started growing during Shemitah, they have the Kedusha Shavias even after Shemitah is over. So if they don't ripen, so even though they didn't ripen during the Shemitah itself, it's still going to be usher to promote their growth by rubbing it with oil or sticking oil in the tiny holes, because it's going to promote the growth of Peros Shavias. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Makom Shenagu Lasuch Einon Sachem Meshi Avoda, in a place where people typically would rub oil on the figs in order to help them ripen, so then you're not allowed to do that, because then that's going to be even before Shemitah, because that's going to, if they're not going to ripen until the Shemitah year, because that's normal work that you do for growing figs. But Makom Shenagu Shelo Lasuch, but if you happen to live in a place where that's not common procedure, it's not the common practice to rub oil on the figs, then you are allowed to rub the oil on the figs during the year prior to the Shemitah, even though those figs are only going to ripen during the Shemitah, because that's not something that people would normally do when growing figs in that location. During Shemitah, it would only be an Issur Midrabanan to rub oil on the figs. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even though it's going to help the figs ripen during the Shemitah, you're allowed to do this on Erev the Shemitah, because during the Shemitah, it's only an Issur Midrabanan, whatever is only an Issur Midrabanan during the Shemitah, you're allowed to do throughout the entire year, Erev Shemitah. And then the Mishnah has one more comment. Rabbi Shimon Matir B'ilan Mneshu Rashai Bavodah Se'ilan. So that's not abundantly clear what he means by that. Rabbi Shimon allows by a tree because you're allowed to do Avodah Se'ilan. What does he allow by a tree? So the Bar Tanura writes, Shuhu Mali Peru Shviyas Lasos B'malacha B'motsa'i Shviyas, that Rabbi Shimon allows working on a tree during the year after Shemitah, even though it's full of fruits from the Shemitah year that had grown on it during the Shemitah year, because you're only not allowed to work on the peros of Shavias, but a tree itself, any malacha for the ilan itself, is mutter, says the Bar Tanura, b'pneishu rashai b'avodah se'ilan, aval pisha peros kedusha b'kedusha Shavias, that you're allowed to do avodah se'ilan even though the peros have kedusha Shavias. That's what Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eiger points out over here, that how do I know that this is in fact what Rabbi Shimon is referring to. So Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eiger writes that Avaleka Lameimar Demayri Misicha V'Koya Reisha. You can't say that he's talking about rubbing oil on the figs and it's going on the Reisha. Da'afilu Rabbanu Modu D'Sharu La'Suchilan Afilu B'Shviyas, because even the Rabbanu would agree that you're allowed to rub oil on even during the Shemitah year. Because it's keeping the tree viable. Everyone would agree that there's no issur of rubbing oil on the tree. The only issur is rubbing oil on the peros, because that fattens the peros. And you also can't say he's talking about doing other avodah se'ilan and saying that you're allowed to do it even during the Shemitah year. Because Rabbi Lasser didn't allow that. Rabbi Shimon did not allow that. That's how the Bar Tanura knew that we have to say Demairi Bishar Avodah Se'ilan Umairi B'motzai Shavias. That Rabbi Shimon is talking about doing other Avodah Se'ilan, and he's talking about Motzai Shavias, doing it Dafka during the year after the Shemitah year. Mishnah Vav. So we know you're not allowed to plant trees during the Shemitah year. Torah says not only that, you're not even allowed to do certain things during the 30-day time period prior to the Shemitah year, such as planting is also even 30 days prior to the Shemitah year. So the Mishnah talks about planting a tree before that 30-day period if you know that the tree is first going to start to grow during that 30-day period. So ain't noting, you're not allowed to plant a tree, vein mavrichin, you're not allowed to bend a branch of a tree and bury it in the soil so that a new tree will grow out of that spot. Vein markivin, you're also not allowed to graft a branch from one tree onto another tree. Erev Shviyas Pachas Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, on the year before the Shemitah year, within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because if a tree is, if you graft or whatever, or plant a tree during that time, it's going to first take effect and really take root during the 30-day period, and that's problematic. But Vimnato Hivrucho Yirkiv Yakor. And if you did it, you have to even uproot it. It's a Kanas Midrabanan that we make you uproot it if you planted it during that time period. If you want to know whether it's going to be collate during those 30 days, it always is collate in the first 3 days. So you only have to worry up in the last 33 days of the year. More than 33 days before the end of the year, you're allowed to do all the grafting and planting that you want. And then the third sheet, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, L'shtei Shabbosos, said it actually takes 2 weeks for the grafting to take effect, and therefore up until 2 weeks before the 30 days, you're good. Within 2 weeks of those 30 days, it's no longer permissible. So Mishnah, hey, we learned that about rubbing oils on peros of Shavias, and you're allowed to do on peros of a tree, and we said you're allowed to do that throughout the entire 6th year, but not during the 7th year. And we said that fruits that grow during the 6th year and continue in the 7th year, from the 7th year and continue in the 8th year, you're also not allowed to rub with oil or puncture the fruits and put oil inside of them. And Rabbi Yehuda said it all depends what the minhag ha'makom is. If the minhag ha'makom is that that's the way they grow fruits, then absolutely it's correct. You're not allowed to do it during the end of the 6th year. But if the minhag ha'makom is that they don't normally rub oil on the fruits, then you'd be allowed to smear them during the 6th year, even though it's only going to ripen, the fruits are only going to ripen during the 7th year. And then we have a separate statement where Rabbi Shimon allows by an ilan, which means he allows working on a tree during the year after Shemitah, even though the tree itself is full of fruits from the Shemitah, because you're not doing Avodas HaPeros, you're doing Avodas HaIlan. And then in Mishnah Vav, we learned all of these types of planting or grafting of trees that you're not allowed to do within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. And if you did and it took effect, then you're going to have to uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to go 33 days before the Shemitah year without doing these things, because it takes 3 days to take root. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said you have to go 2 weeks before the 30 days to avoid doing these things, because it takes 2 weeks for it to take root. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.